What is the absolute craziest thing you've witnessed at the track? It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You said you witnessed a guy with no pants, right?
Well, he had pants, but no underpants. And he was, I think, standing on a porta potty dancing. And things were seen.
So I'll say this probably comes in on the list of crazier things I've seen. Not my story from Thurby, but on the list, I remember the porta potty races that used to happen in the infield during Derby.
What the heck is a porta potty race?
When you get on top of the porta potties and you try to make it all the way across.
You run across them like people ran across the big balls on Wipeout?
That's exactly right.
Oh my God.
People'd wipe out, people'd fall through, people'd fall off.
That's a really like high drop, right? Ouchie.
Look, I'm not going to say that these people were smart or maybe in their best mind. I'm just saying it was entertaining.
Okay, that's fun. All right, hopefully nobody got hurt. Guessing no.
Well, or arrested and...
Probably that too.
I guess, and I also have my brother-in-law story too as to craziest thing that's happened while at the track.
That is pretty epic. Jeremy.
Oh gosh, you're name checking him.
Of course.
You did. Oh, have I?
It's gone down in show history.
All right. So I'll tell that brief story and then I'll tell you my Thurby story. And I want to hear the craziest thing that you've seen at the track coming up here in just a few. What is the craziest thing you've seen at the track? I'll tell you my quick brother-in-law story. All right.
Okay. So Jeremy.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry to name check him again.
All right. So this was back. The winning horse was like a 20-1. And he and my sister were going to the track. I was not. So I said, hey, I tell you what, you can use this extra media credential that I had. And this was back when it was a little looser, you know, time at Churchill Downs. And so I was like, here, you can use this. You guys can get in, you know, get into the infield. That's all they wanted to do and have a little fun. Right.
And then place a bet for me.
Yeah. And I said, yes, place a bet. This is a long shot. I want you to do this, and I want you to do this. And so he did, and I was like, we watched the Derby. My horse won. I would have won, I don't know, several hundred bucks. And I was like, yay! Then my sister comes home, no brother-in-law. And I was like, okay, what? And so...
Hear me.
Yeah, and so then we later get a phone call from jail.
Oh, with the credential?
Was it the Churchill jail? Or was it a real jail?
I think that's a good question. I don't know if I know the answer to that, but I remember we got the call. He had passed out. He had gotten robbed. The only thing he had on him was the DJX media credential and
ticket, not your winning ticket.
And not my winning ticket. Right. So I lost the winning ticket. There were a lot of meetings after that. And so.
About not letting people use your credentials.
Right. Right. Exactly. So anyways, craziest thing.
How many meetings have you been a part of? Like because of bad decisions that you've made?
That I've made?
Yes.
Well, okay. There've been a lot. There've been a lot. All right. Craziest thing you've seen at the track, Chris with Churchill Downs here. Now, you probably have seen some stuff.
I have. I've seen some stuff. That's for sure.
Springs the donuts here, which we love him for.
Yeah, for sure. Got to feed everybody.
Absolutely. So, you remember one time? I believe there was a baby going into the track.
Yeah. So this is probably a little over 20 years ago. So this was in my college days. I'm walking in, and I'm behind a nice couple. They've got their stroller. They've got their baby, but it's a double stroller, but one baby. And so I'm looking, oh, all right, all right. And so they start walking in, and I can see it. There's a keg in the back. And so they're walking it in, and I'm like, yeah, good luck with this, guys. We get about one or two people out from, you know, the guys checking them and, you know, doing the thing. And it wasn't a wanding situation back then. You just, you know, you looked around, you looked through some stuff, and you go in. Well, the dad goes down and just starts smacking the baby on the face. Not hard, but just like
the real baby, right?
Real baby. And this baby starts crying.
Goodness, it's a crazy distraction.
The mom goes into panic mom mode, you know, like faking it, obviously. But she's like, oh my gosh, I got to get my baby to the bathroom. And I got to, you know, and these guys that are, you know, checking people and they're just like, you know, just go ahead and go in. And I'm just standing there in awe. Just brilliance. This is brilliant.
They got an entire keg into the track.
Mm-hmm. And it was good, too. I think it was...
It's fantastic. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
That
baby distraction. That's wow.
I love that. I love that. Man. Well, okay. So I guess we're going to have to wait for my Thurby story because...
It's good. That was a good one.
Yeah. So, all right. My Thurby story from yesterday. Craziest thing you've seen at the track. All right. So Thurby, right?
Crazy. Crazy stuff. You saw at Thurby.
Yeah. Craziest thing you've seen at the track. So I am out with friends. We're taking in the sights on the sixth floor. Things are fun, right?
Okay. You're with your wife. All the things. Yes.
Yeah. And so one of the friends that she goes, man, and this is near the end of the night, right? So we're nearing the last race, and it's been a day of eating and betting and drinking and all that stuff, right?
And it was hot yesterday too. Yeah, but were you in air conditioning? You get to be in air conditioning at all?
Yeah. So
that's good. But sometimes heat and alcohol can make people make decisions, right?
Right. Exactly. So anyway, so she goes, you know what I'm about to do?
Okay. What is she about to do?
She was like, I am about to give someone a story.
Oh, great. So, turns out it's you.
I know. And so I was like, all right. And so we're all, and we're among friends. I'm the only male in a group of about four females here.
You're like, all right, I'll bite.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. And so she's like, I got to take out the chicken cutlets.
Take out the chicken cut. Okay, wait a minute. I think I know what. So she was.
She took her boobs out and she put them on the floor.
Oh, my God.
She stuck them under the table.
She was giving her girls a little boost. She's like, it's too hot for this. I can't even handle it. Oh, my goodness.
I know. And she was like, I'm about to give someone a story. I'm just going to put them right here under the table.
Them on the floor.
So I got to actually witness this because then we went outside to the balcony, right?
Did you get a picture?
No.
Why didn't you get a picture?
I wasn't in my right mind, Kelly. Oh,
gosh. So get a picture.
So anyway, so we go out to the balcony, right? And I turn around and I nudge her and I'm like, you're giving someone a story right now because
someone's like discover them.
Yeah. So the wait staff comes over and she like nudges her friend and she points.
Oh my God. and this is what they are.
Yeah, 100%.
Gosh.
And so they like take almost like a dustbin type of thing.
They're touching those.
And then like kind of put it in a cup and covered it like, and tried to take it.
What did she, was it trying to catch like a small animal to put it back in the wild?
Right. Release these boobs back into the wild.
What is happening?
Give them to someone else. Let's give them forward.
Nobody wants to use those. Sorry. They're not, Nope.
So, yeah, so one of the craziest things I saw, at least yesterday, was a pair of boobs under the table.
Okay, so was her outfit still fine without them? I'm choosing to think they were still fine without them.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, but you didn't check that out.
I wasn't trying to.
Be inappropriate.
That would be inappropriate.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, wildest thing, boobs under the table, and you're welcome.
Chicken cutlets.
That's right.